Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I put a poll out on Twitter and out on Facebook on whether the remaining debates on October 7th, 14th, and I believe the 22nd, no, 7th, 15th, and the 22nd, should they even continue after last night's poop show. And the next debate, I believe, is going to be the vice presidential debate. It's supposed to be in Salt Lake City, Utah, between Kamala Harris and Vice President Mike Pence. And that's supposed to be on October 7th. Then on October 15th, we're supposed to have a town hall-like debate with Donald Trump and Joe Biden. That usually the town halls are a little milder. It's a smaller audience. It's supposed to be, again, less theatrics, you know, more I'm going to answer the question. You get to walk around with a microphone, and the town hall is supposed to be a little bit more, let's talk like family sort of thing. Now, that's supposed to happen October 15th in Miami, Florida. And then October 22nd is supposed to be the final debate between the president and former vice president, and that's going to happen in Tennessee, Nashville, at Belmont University. And after last night, the growing consensus from both Democrats and Republicans is it was a waste of time, and it didn't make either look good. So if I see any headline that said Trump won or Joe Biden won, I'm going to say right now that's a bunch of baloney. All right? And we talked about this. I think they both appeared, they didn't appear in their strongest light. Trump looks like he was playing over offense, kept encroaching, neutral zone infractions and just kept interrupting. And he, it didn't go well, especially with the Proud Boys comment. That was not his best moment. Joe Biden, he reminded me of, a grandpa that you watch getting yelled at by grandma, and he just seemed, he seemed more fragile. He was collected, but he just, I just felt like I was, looking at grandpa, and I have no problem with older individuals running for office. It's just, he just had a little bit more of that fragility, and again, didn't answer the questions. And so I didn't get that confidence of, he's going to do this for healthcare, or he's going to do, I just didn't see that confidence. And it kind of just left you going, we're exactly the way we were just 90 minutes prior. And I've spoken about debates, those who are going to vote for Trump are going to still vote for Trump. Those who are going to vote for Biden are still going to vote for Biden. The debates are a means for advertisers, they're a means for these networks to make money, for there to be more headlines. The media loves the debates because it gives us more headlines, it gives us more content before the election. And if either candidate screws up or says something or gets accused of something or whatever, we are able to use that, and fortunately in the media, as another news story. I don't believe the debates really change people's minds. This election is different from others. Rather than people really, really liking Obama versus really, really liking McCain, this is people either love Trump or they hate Trump. And do they really, really like Biden, or are they voting for Biden because they don't like Trump? That's a lot of times not enough to get people out to the polls, but we're doing things differently. We're having mail-in ballots. In fact, I think New York City is sending out another 11,000 ballots to people because there was some sort of a printing error. So are people going to send two ballots in? It's just an absolute cluster. So the whole purpose of the debate, I mean, the whole gain for the debate for Donald Trump or Joe Biden is if they make the other look bad, and if the people that are watching are undecided, we really don't have a lot of people undecided. We probably have people out there that don't like either. If they could sway somebody as the lesser of two evils, that's the group. Because those who love Trump, they love Trump. Whatever Trump said yesterday, fine, whatever. Same thing with Biden. Those who love Biden or who hate Trump, they're like, I'm still going to vote for Biden. But you have that middle who are like, look, I don't like either of them. And do I really want to vote for somebody I don't like? The purpose of the debate, the only advantage of the debate for Donald Trump and Joe Biden personally, individually, is if they can convince somebody to like them or dislike them less than the other. Does that make sense? So both of them didn't seem likable last night. And so, you know, I'm asking you guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, are the debates necessary? And the media, those with them in the media were like, yeah, they're necessary. But let's put our jobs aside. You know, are people even going to watch? That was painful to watch. In fact, we had to lower the volume. We were at a friend's house. We had to lower the volume so cops wouldn't. I mean, it sounded like domestic disturbance. I mean, it was bad. And it wasn't a debate. I mean, you know, I'm trying to watch a debate because I want to know exactly, you know, what either of them intend to do in January. And, you know, what their approach is going to be, because I think the lockdown was a cluster. You know, I don't think we should just start adding extra Supreme Court justices that fit one ideology or not. I think the Supreme Court should be neutral judges. I can't stand the fact that you have right-left. I mean, I'd like to know more about, you know, the plan on if COVID does resurge, you know, are we going to be forced to lock down? What's going to happen with education? What's going to happen with immigration? What's going to happen with national security? You know, what's going on with domestic terrorism? I'd like to kind of, I would have liked to see that. And no, we didn't get that. Even if the questions were asked, it didn't happen. Now, if I was asked if I'm going to watch a future debate, and the media, yes, but I got to tell you, of all the debates, I think the vice presidential debate is going to be the one that I am going to probably watch without a doubt, because if Joe Biden wins, I think there's a very good chance that Kamala Harris is going to be taking over sooner than we think. And I don't think a lot of us know much about her. If she's going to be a future president, I think we need to know what she's about. So I'm hoping people don't blow off the vice presidential debate, because I think we kind of need to know what we're going to be up against. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, Mickey Mouse has had a job for almost 100 years, right? You know, with Disney. And looks like he's going to be filing for unemployment. And we knew this would happen. Disney stock has dropped as well because Disneyland and Disney World bring in millions upon millions and millions of dollars a minute. Okay? I mean, they are gold mines, those parks. And who would have thunk that they would have had to be closed for an extended period of time? When they do get to reopen, it would have to be so sparse and so spread out that they're, you know, business model relying on volume that would be completely taken out from under them, and they're, you know, stuck doing what they're trying to do. It's great for guests coming and not having to have big lines. But does that mean the guests are going to, you know, put in more money into the stores and eating and all that? No. They're just going to do more rides. You know, on an average busy day at Disneyland, in Disneyland Anaheim, if you don't get there early, before the gates open, or have like the magic morning pass, the early morning pass where you stay at a hotel so you get in an hour early before the gates open, if you don't do that and you sleep in and you decide to get there at 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, and then, you know, leave, I guess, near closing, you probably average maybe 4 or 5 rides, and that's just it. So if Disney does have to have less capacity and they do have to kind of limit the number of people coming, that just means you're going to just ride more. It doesn't mean it's going to turn into extra revenue. So Disney's in trouble. They've reported as of yesterday that they're going to be laying off 28,000 people. The Disney World reopened, I believe, but I think Disneyland still stayed closed. Disney World is in Florida. Florida is a little bit more flexible with the opening guidelines and looks like now the masks and things like that. California, still on lockdown. So California, Disney Anaheim, which I believe they make even more money than the Magic Kingdom at Disney World, has been shuttered, and you could only do so much. In fact, I'm surprised that it's only 28,000 people that lost their jobs. You would have expected more. But it just shows you that you can't be Disney, and you can't, you know, rely on volume, and you can't rely on lines, and you can't, you know, rely on, you know, people, you know, traveling from all over the country to come to your amusement park during something like a pandemic. And they probably don't know when they're going to be able to go back to full capacity. And, you know, it's expensive to man Disneyland. Disneyland, you have cast members. You don't have employees. You have cast members, which I think is pretty cool. And if you notice, it's one of the cleanest places on earth. I mean, there's never garbage, right? Because there's always people there cleaning. There's lots of security. You have, you know, people in Dumbo and Goofy and all the characters, and even though my kids aren't really into the characters, and, you know, they just want to go on the rides, but, you know, you have a whole experience there. And so it's not just the people that are, you know, running the rides and, you know, are serving the food or serving the little carts and all that. So, you know, they provide jobs for so many people. And if the parades aren't going to happen because you can't have crowds watching the parades, well, there goes all those jobs and all those entertainers' jobs. So I've warned you guys about the October 1 apocalypse, and it's not just going to happen on one day, but we're going to see a lot of job loss from end of September to early October, which we've discussed. And the reason why is the PPP loan that many businesses got, and we've discussed this, mandated that in order for you to be able to have that loan forgiven, you need to keep your employees on all the way till September 30th. Now, luckily for us, you know, and a lot of my friends and stuff, we have small staffs. Of course, it's easy to keep them on. We were grateful for whatever PPP money we could get. It wasn't a lot, but at least we were able to use that for payroll. It covered us through July, maybe like till end of July. And so for many small companies, some of us might be able to still hang on and have employees throughout the year hoping things get better. Unfortunately, for many others, they're not as lucky. So once that PPP money kind of ran out, some didn't even get it, and those that did only got enough for payroll that was going to cover for a month or two. It was based on 2.5 months of payroll, but you also need that money for rent, you need it for insurance, you need it for supplies. So for most people, it just gave them a month reprieve, and they got it back in April. So they've been this whole time, so they don't have to pay back on a loan at 1% interest, trying to keep 90% of their staff. So what's going to happen? Well, companies, especially the small ones, are going to say, look, guys, we did our duty. We kept you until September 30th. Now we don't need 90% of our staff. We really only need 50% of our staff. So the PPP program was designed kind of brilliantly as a paycheck protection program. You get the money if you keep your employees on at 90%. Now, unfortunately, a lot of them tried to find little ways to still get unemployment. That $600 extra a week was such an incentive that people, when they did go back to work, say, look, only give me like 15 hours. So at least I could get partial unemployment and I could still get the $600. So unfortunately, there was some of that stuff going on. But for the most part, employers are like, look, I got to hire 90% back of you. You know, y'all have your jobs and here you go. So we're expecting many more job losses. So in the news, we heard about Disney, Ralph Lauren, also going to be cutting jobs. Oil giant Shell. Shell's going to cut about 9,000 jobs, 10% of its workforce as of tomorrow. We talked about Ralph Lauren is going to cut its global workforce by 15%. They need to save about $180 million annually. Not good. Carnival Cruise Line apparently last week said they were going to lay off an unspecified small number. Now, mind you, these are big companies that might not have gotten PPP money. So if we're hearing big companies, you know, have these layoffs, just imagine the small companies with that September 30th deadline. They might not make headlines because, again, a small company that has maybe 40 employees letting go 20 employees, you don't really get a headline for 20. But you have 20 happen in multiple places in the neighborhood, that starts to add up. Lufthansa announced last week that they were going to shrink its global fleet. They're an airline. They are going to probably cut 22,000 positions. Defense and aerospace giant Raytheon Technologies is going to cut 15,000 jobs. If you notice, a lot of the tech stocks dropped over the last week or two. Guggenheim Museum, that was supposed to reopen next week. They're going to reopen, but they're going to have smaller staff, cut about 11%. Kohl's is going to cut 15% of its corporate workforce. They want to save $65 million annually, according to Business Insider. And Dell told employees two weeks ago they're going to eliminate a certain amount of jobs. And, you know, the list goes on. We have Citigroup laying off 11%. United Airlines, we already talked about the airline companies, how they're being hit. Ford is going to lay off about 1,400 workers. So these cuts, unfortunately, you know, aren't showing the confidence in the economy that we need. And I talk about the economy a lot because the economy is everything. You know, I mean, I could be, you know, telling you to go to the doctor and get your mammograms, get your colonoscopies and get your physicals and do everything you're supposed to. But if you don't have a job and you don't have health insurance, you know, you're in trouble. And I can't stand the fact that we all have our health insurance reliant on our job. You leave your job, you don't have health insurance. You shouldn't have that double whammy. Health should not be that related to employment. And unfortunately, it is. You have a crappy job, you feel crappy, you're depressed, you eat worse. Unfortunately, your job is so up into your health, it's like a kaleidoscope. So it's just not a healthy situation. So unfortunately, for those of you that do work for small companies and you are kind of concerned and you've been kind of hearing rumblings, we've spoken a lot on the show about, you know, your approach. You know, many companies have offered ways to stave off job loss by having people cut their pay. Unfortunately, we're seeing many groups that did cut their pay still had layoffs anyway. So if you think you have another job lined up, good. If you don't, you're kind of at a loss. And in terms of the stimulus bill, they are hoping that the Democrats are trying to bring back the $600 a monthly or weekly benefit onto the unemployment. The Republicans had brought up $400, with $100 of which having to come from the state governors. That's to incentivize governors to not keep the shutdowns going on much longer, to try to reopen to allow people to go back to work. So it'll be very interesting to see which philosophy works and what people want at the polls. My guess is, since people don't like being around others, I think there's a lot of people out there that are just kind of liking, you know, not being around others and not being exposed and, you know, not worried about infecting their grandma or grandpa. People are still scared of the virus. So I'm hearing that a lot of people really don't want to go back. Teachers, by the way, which we got to talk about. Teachers, actually, more and more teachers are wanting to go back. They're not liking the whole teaching thing. And I'm going to talk about that, what we're kind of noticing with the homeschooling. But it's going to be rough. So just, you know, hold on to your... I don't want you to hold on to your hats. Just try to hold on to your wallets the next few days, because I think it's going to be rough. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed.
I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump did condemn white supremacists during the debate last night. That's according to a campaign official. Hogan Gidley telling CNN's New Day that at least on three occasions, the president condemned white supremacy by name on multiple occasions. Former FBI Director James Comey is testifying before a Republican-led Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. Comey telling the committee when he spoke to President Obama or Vice President Biden about the investigation.
I don't remember any discussion. I remember sometime in the summer of 2016, I think August, during a meeting in the Situation Room, I told the president that the FBI was endeavoring to understand whether any Americans were working or associated with the Russian effort to attack the election. I didn't talk about any names, but I believe I alerted him to the general nature of the work.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is touring Ohio and Pennsylvania via train on Wednesday. He's making several campaign stops along the way. President Trump is holding a rally in Minnesota at 9 o'clock Eastern time tonight regarding the presidential debate that took place on Tuesday. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie tells ABC News what both candidates need to do moving forward.
The president came up much too hot in that regard, too aggressive in the debate, and that Joe Biden came out in a way that concerned me as well, because there were numerous times during that debate where he drifted off in mid-sentence, where he got numbers wrong.
Chicago is launching a comprehensive plan to reduce violence in the city over the next 3 years. Mayor Lori Lightfoot revealing on Tuesday the Our City, Our Safety plan. The plan was revealed after more than 3,000 people have been killed and more than 12,000 have been shot in Chicago since 2016. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel and Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly. The music's still going on. All right, there we go. All right. So, you know, what about the teachers? Have we talked about the teachers in a little bit? School went back, and everyone's like, all right, teachers got this. Great. They're on it. Teachers are busting their butts. I don't think anybody's really kind of heard how the teachers are doing with all this or kind of asked what they need from us. Now, some of the schools are back, and teachers kind of have the students spread out. Some of the kids are messing with their masks. Some of the kids are getting maskne and more acne, so they're like, you know what, I'm going to keep the mask on so it's covering up the pimples.
some of the younger kids are drawing things on their mask or trying to stick things through their mask. So depending on, you know, the school you teach and the class you teach, you have your own set of problems. But we're going to concentrate right now on the teachers who have students virtually, where the teachers are teaching classes at home. And the students, right, aren't very easily visualized or seen, or possibly not very well supervised. Now, you know, I've spoken, but my kids are both virtual because we live in Nevada, and so Nevada does not have in-classroom teaching yet. One of them does have labs, so he still goes and has labs, I believe. But for the most part, it's all online. And it's interesting because, you know, the kids, even though they kind of like some of the changes and, you know, it's kind of nice not to be yelled at by a professor or a teacher or whatever, they notice that it's much harder to learn. You know, they're more engaged when there's somebody there. You know, I've taught students in various capacities for years. It's like night and day when you could be there and you could see somebody kind of not pay attention and say, do you get me, you know, or I go, you know, can, you know, repeat it back or, you know, did you guys get the concept? Do you see how it works? You know, re-describe the concept so somebody else could understand it, because I know I'm talking in, you know, multiple science talk, you know, put it in a way where other people can understand it. So there's little things you could do when you teach to keep that engagement. And it's really interesting because I'm hearing parents or teachers are mixed on this whole going back to work versus virtual. So on one end, you know, teachers kind of got, the ones that have the virtual teaching, they didn't get the work from home sort of atmosphere that a lot of the other people got. All right. So when a teacher works from home, I mean, assuming their day is teaching online for 6-7 hours a day, they don't get to hang out at the pool. They don't get to go shopping. You know, they don't get to sleep in. They're literally working from home. Or they're actually teaching on campus. They're going to campus because they're able to social distance or in their classroom and they're teaching. Some of them that are in private school, they have some of the kids there in the classroom. So in addition to their very difficult job of teaching kids in a classroom or whatever, they have the extra burden of dealing with the online aspect of it. You know, and kids could see, right, when to talk or when to pipe in because, you know, in a classroom, somebody raises their hand. You know, I used to always blurt out my question. I'm like, okay, so teacher, so is this going to be on the test? Okay, well, raise your hand and stay quiet until I call on you. So I'm like, call. Hey, anyway, so kids are smart. I got to tell you, the classroom size makes you very competitive for the outside jungle, you know? I mean, you're competing for attention. And, you know, and they try to raise your hand really tall, whereas other kids are like, I'm going to lay low. I'm going to kind of lay low. Well, online, the kids are muting their volume and they're blocking out their video. So the teachers don't even know if they're getting to them or if they're teaching them. And then not all internet or tech is created equal. So you have some kids that don't have a delay and they can answer quickly. And you have others where there's a delay and teachers like, you know, Bueller, are you there? And then we have the parents. Now, God bless our teachers, all right? And if you ask any teacher, the most difficult part of their job, right, is it the kid like me that's like, oh, I got the answer, or the kid that, you know, does spitwads in class? No. The most difficult part of a parent's or of a teacher's job is the parents. Now, what teachers do, all right, is when a parent goes, well, you know, are you teaching this? Or are you doing this? Or why aren't you doing this? Teacher's like, it's my classroom. You could come and visit the classroom. You could see what I do. But we do that. I know what I'm doing. Classroom is my space. Okay? I got it covered. Feel free to be a guest and sit in on one of my classes. And in so many words, butt the hell out. Right? Not with virtual. Now, since many people are home, they're there in the room. So not only do you have an audience of kids, but you have an audience of Generation Xers and Boomers and whoever else is in the room. Maybe some Millennials. And they're judging. And sometimes they're asking the question, or they're telling the kid, oh, ask about this. You know, the kid's like, can you please explain, you know, why we have such a disparity between, what am I asking? Between the carbon atom, what? Double covalent, what? Okay, so now the parents are asking the questions. Teachers don't need that. And then on top of that, the parents are actually doing some of the homework. They're doing some of the tests. Now, why would the parents do that? Well, because now they feel like, you know, okay, my kid, I see my kid. I see my kid not get it. I see my kid sitting there trying to play video games, right, while he's learning. I think I need to help my kid out. So now parents are kind of taking it upon themselves. If it's going to be an open book test, then you know what? Use me as your encyclopedia. You know, I didn't offer it in that sort of way to my kids, but I said, look, if you have a project and it's open book, why don't I save time by opening the book? Because I could find the stuff faster for you. That's not the way a test is supposed to be done. Okay, he's got to look it up himself. And, you know, he's like, no, Mom, I don't want you there. No, thank you, Mom. And it was good because that probably wouldn't have been ideal. But, you know, when you're a parent and you're there and you're seeing the kid, you know, and and it's like, well, gosh. And, you know, so you feel like you have to do. So, you know, the teachers aren't really, I think, digging what's going on, you know. And the other thing, too, also is teachers still feel that responsibility that they have to protect and still keep an eye on all the students. I don't know if you know, for those of us who are moms, we have a sixth sense or a seventh sense where it's like, where's our kids at all times? Even if they're grown-up kids. Like, I'm the mom. It's my duty. Okay, so I need to know that everything's okay. I need to, you know. Teachers still have that instinct where they have a classroom and they're like, where's Joey? You know, or where's Mary? Where's, you know, and it's a very unsettling feeling when you can't see them. And you can't, you know, you just know somebody's missing. You know, I taught a class of 128 people, and one wasn't there, and I noticed it, and I'm like, oh, crap, because then this one person's not going to get that. You notice it. You know your students. I mean, a good teacher does. A teacher who doesn't know who their students are is a crappy teacher, but a good teacher knows their students. And so, you know, when somebody's missing, you know, or if you're watching them and they're losing it, and you're like, look, you better listen to this because this is, you know, this is where things can go wrong later. You're able to teach. You know, to teach, we talked about the three E's. You have to engage, educate, and enlist. The act of engagement, of getting that student to listen and receive your education so you can enlist them to do their homework or take their test or study harder or, you know, treat a patient properly, you got to have that engagement. And the computers mess that up. So, you know, all I could say is, teachers, God bless you guys. And, you know, I hope this does work out. And I know you had to take a crash course and a whole slew, your workload increased at least by 50%. God bless you guys. And would love to hear from you at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. But, I think we need to kind of hear from you guys on, you know, where should we go with virtual learning or in-person classrooms? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. so I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I have to comment on that. This here, we have a rubber ducky comet. Did you guys hear about this? There's a comet that I guess people are saying looks like a rubber ducky. I can see it. I think it looks like a rubber ducky. We kind of have a bigger base and then a rounder top. But it's a comet that's apparently glowing. It's comet 67P Churyumov-Gerasimenko. It was captured by the Rosetta spacecraft's OSIRIS narrow angle camera. This was back on August 12, 2015. Well, we're seeing pictures of it now. Because apparently it is shining in the far ultraviolet range. That's a part of the electromagnetic spectrum with a higher frequency than what we could detect. And the researchers kind of discovered this. And now people are kind of looking at it and they're saying, oh, it looks like a rubber ducky. The glow, I guess, is more intense the closer you get to the rocky, icy heart of the comet known as the nucleus. They say the effect gets more pronounced closer to the nucleus, also as the density of water molecules increases. I still don't understand how we could see stuff out in space. They say the nucleus of the comet spits out dust and gas as the comet approaches the sun, and then it forms a tail. So apparently the charged particles, the electrons, or maybe not electrons, but the negatively charged particles from the sun, excite the water particles into the comet's tail, and then it produces an aura, just similarly to when we see a comet in the Earth's atmosphere. They say when electrons strike, oh, I was right about the electron. When the electron strikes a molecule of water vapor, the molecule gets excited to a higher energy state. The energy state drops down again, and the excess energy blasts off the particle in the form of a photon or light particle. I remember having to learn all that in school. It's basically energy that happens when things move from one level to another. And then there's like a quantity of it that people measure. So all I care about is that it looks like a rubber ducky. I just think that's cool. I just love rubber duckies. You know, I don't know why. I need to look up the history of rubber duckies. My guess is rubber duckies were designed because some kids were afraid of the water and they were afraid of bath time. See, I hated bath time as a kid because my hair would tangle. And when my mom would wash my hair, you know, because she didn't use conditioner. I don't know why she didn't use conditioner. There was conditioner back then. There had to be. And so my knots were so bad and so painful that I used to hate it and cry. It was horrible. So they'd stick rubber duckies in there. No rubber ducky can help you when your hair is all tangled and painful. So I ended up having a lot of short hair growing up as a kid, so that wasn't very fun. But anyway, I just love rubber duckies. I could look at a rubber ducky and I could be like, oh, yay, rubber ducky. All right, this is an interesting article one of you sent. A super healthy college student very sadly died of rare COVID-19 complications. And people want to know why. He was at Appalachian State, only 19 years old. He was tall, slender, played basketball, ran long distances. But he died this last Monday of, quote, neurological complications related to COVID-19. Now, that definitely kind of shifts the narrative when we discuss that this is kind of a older, sickly sort of host that seems to attract the virus. That hasn't been the narrative lately because younger people have been getting this. The thing is it's been milder. The COVID has been milder for a while. We aren't seeing as many hospitalizations and deaths, even though they still exist. But why would a 19-year-old is doing everything they're supposed to, because that's what we're trying to get the American public to do, is to be healthy and lose weight and not have high blood pressure or not have diabetes. Now here we have a sophomore at Appalachian State University in Boone, North Carolina. Was taking online classes, living off campus, so not even in a dorm, but he became ill with flu-like symptoms. This is according to the school's counselor, Sherry Everts. The mother encouraged him to come home, quarantine, and be tested. So he tested positive for the coronavirus September 7th, and then he quarantined for 10 days before returning to Boone. This is according to his uncle. He lived 7 houses away from the family, so he kind of knew what was going on. He said that after his nephew returned to college, he almost immediately began experiencing serious neurological problems. When he tried to get out of bed, his legs were not working. He said my brother had to carry him to the car and take him to the emergency room. The doctor said it was a one in a million case, that they'd never seen something progress the way it did. It was a COVID complication that rather than attacking the respiratory system, it attacked his brain. And we talked about how COVID can attack the brain. It could cause an encephalitis. Now, most of the time, the coronavirus wants the respiratory tree. But it can affect the kidneys, the liver, the blood vessels. We talked about the heart, how some patients are having heart damage from it. Could cause headaches, confusion, delirium if somebody has neurological symptoms. And again, I'm still not understanding why people have long-term loss of smell and taste. That just doesn't sit right with me unless there's some sort of camping out that happens in the brain. I don't know. So people are starting to debate what we should do with college campuses. And the big argument is, you know, well, of the 130,000 confirmed cases on college campuses, you know, the majority of them were fine. There were 70 confirmed deaths of those 130,000 cases, but the majority of them were college employees. So, you know, what could be going on here? Well, we've talked about Guillain-Barré. We've talked about neurological disorders that happen when viruses decide to go rogue. And this is why I'm still fearing the flu, and I'm, you know, pro-flu shot, and I know a lot of you guys debate shots with me, and I get it. I understand that it's concerning when there's a one in a million sort of side effect that could happen, but, you know, I'm a family medicine board certified fellow. There's no way I'm not going to recommend vaccines. It just, you know, I have to go with the grain on this one. However, if you do have side effects to the vaccine, I'm not going to force anybody to take it. And I don't think the government should force vaccines. But what I've seen flu do, what I've seen viruses do, scares me. And I'm more scared of the virus than I am the vaccine. And that's where I stand on that. All right? And that's my opinion. So these rare occurrences where you hear somebody completely healthy dies, we haven't had a lot of those with COVID, but we've had them, unfortunately. We've had healthy people that shouldn't have died. And, you know, I talked to my boys about this, too. They're like, Mom, why can't we just get the COVID, get the antibodies, and then be done with it? Because another study found that our immunity doesn't last, that the COVID antibodies don't seem to last, or many of us aren't making enough. There was a study, we talked about this, where Dr. Fauci or the CDC director said the majority of Americans are still vulnerable to coronavirus infection. Well, it's because they looked at dialysis patients, kidney patients, so not the healthiest group, and they found that less than 10% have antibodies to the virus. This was a study published in Lancet. So researchers looked at plasma samples, 28,500, from dialysis patients using the laboratories, one of the laboratories' 1,300 centers across 46 states. Only 8% had developed antibodies. When they adjusted for the general population, they brought that number up to 9.3%. Now, the prevalence rate did change. In the West, we have a 27.2% antibody rate. Northeast as well. Oh, no, I'm sorry. In the West, it's 3.5%. In the Northeast, it's 27.2%. Well, the Northeast got hit harder. And they got hit harder, I think, with a more difficult strain. They said minority groups disproportionately had antibodies. 16% of those who live in predominantly black communities, they say, and 11% of majority Hispanic communities. White communities, however, only 4% had antibodies. They said minority groups had been hit harder with the virus, so that could explain why we see more antibodies. So that's why Dr. Robert Redfield, director of CDC, had told everybody, look, the majority of Americans are still vulnerable. Now, many of you said, but look, more of us have had it, especially in the West. 3.5% of the population in the West, you know, might have antibodies, but more of us were exposed to COVID. I can't explain it unless maybe the virus just wasn't strong enough to cause a long-lasting immune response. So we will hear of super healthy people, unfortunately, getting sick, which is why we're, you know, trying to take the measures we are. And you know, unfortunately, it's going to bring up the discussion of, you know, how many cases do we allow so we could still have an economy reopen. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.